This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yo, what up? What's happening, man? I was recording in the other room here, and it was not working. The mic was not connecting, and I was getting a little angry. Because I'm passionate about my show, and I try to not be a perfectionist, but frankly, I am.
Mm-hmm. This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo, and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
Sometimes you need something like that to humble you, to make you appreciate the fact that you have a radio show. Ta-do!
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
The semen was so big.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, be the hottest. Search about it, competition microscopic. Never copied, I'm a giant. Rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
Oh yeah, what up? What's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for it?
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
Oh, the weekend!
Weekend!
I'm ready for it.
Fine weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
Who's ready to party?
Ready to party?
Oh, yeah!
Because weekends are
for partying?
That's what your weekends are for.
Let's get this party started!
Guess what today is?
It's the first of the month.
It's the most best day of the month.
Best of the month.
It must be the first of the month.
November 1st.
Is it November?
Yeah, November.
Man, where'd the time go?
I guess time flies when you're having fun.
Well, in that case, the next few hours are going to fly by.
Today's show is brought to you by the new month of November. Just a reminder to get things done in the next 3 weeks, because we all know Thanksgiving to Christmas and New Year's is just a blur.
Welcome to November, the 11th month of the Gregorian calendar, known for Thanksgiving and the birth date of Tyga's main bitch, Kendall Jenner. But did you know that November is much more than just turkey? November is also National Novel Writing Month, Transgender Awareness Month, American Diabetes Month, November, Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Native American Heritage Month, Sweet Potato Awareness Month, Crohn's and Colitis Awareness Month, National Adoption Month, National Sponge Month, National Family Literacy Month, Manatee Awareness Month, and National Impotency Month. So, this November, why not write a book about how Caitlyn Jenner gave a Snickers bar to an unshaven, chain-smoking Chippewa who loved yams mainly because they were gluten-free, and how he adopted Rob Kardashian and taught him how to read using a book about a Viagra-popping sea cow who couldn't get it up. You see, November is much more than just turkey and pilgrims. Welcome to November.
Mm.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, I mean, Billie Eilish needs to get a grip. She's bitching that...
Oh, shut up, Ari Levin. Of course you're going to side with the rich people, because you're rich!
There should be no billionaires.
Billie Eilish called out billionaires at the Wall Street Journal Magazine Innovator Awards.
If you're a billionaire, why are you a billionaire?
I kind of agree with it, you know what I mean? We got people barely, if all, getting SNAP benefits, but hey! Ali Zuckerberg's okay. Mm-hmm.
This is just ridiculous. Here's the reality. Rich people have way more money than the average person. They just do.
Well, but like, you should get up to like 999 million, and then you just get like a trophy that says like, good job.
Harvey Levin's net worth is 20 million, which is no walk to the park. I mean, it's not bad.
In a clip from Thursday's episode of The Kardashians, Kim is convincing her All-Star co-star Sarah Paulson that the 1969 Apollo 11 moon landing,
I think it didn't happen.
We'll talk about this in a little bit. I'll make it into a video. You can tell that she's an uneducated moron. How could you think that? It's the dumbest thing ever. Sasquatch and Bigfoot's real. I've had sex with them.
Can I?
At the same time.
Just say, good luck on the bar exam, Kim. Because those are your answers.
I'm going to go on a massive deep dive. Oh, okay.
Thank God we have our best people on it. Yeah. Sarah Paulson. God. Sydney Sweeney.
God, she's freaking hot. Sit in my lap.
Or a see-through dress at the Variety
Power. Why do you have to blur it out? I want to see those tits.
Power of Women event last night. It broke the internet. So I got some options. Option one. Charlie, here you go.
Hold down. This is outrageous.
I want to see.
All right, so they're showing the pictures, but they haven't blurred out. I wish we could show nudity. I love to see a nipple. It is kind of insulting to women in a way. You're like, yeah, you're not good enough to be naked. Guys can go around and spit at us. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that. Or else you'll be canceled. 856-49-HAPPY. We're going to go through a little bit of everything going on. John Stewart, who? I'm not the biggest fan of John Stewart, but I like John Stewart. I think he's pretty good. I think he's pretty funny. You know what I mean? He had Kamala Harris on. And he struggles to hide the shock when she said that Biden was fully competent to serve another 2 years. Come on, this is why you lost, you dumb broad. Because you're still lying. If you had an honest bone in your body, in that big body, that's had quite the body count. I think you could have won. But when you just lie and lie and lie. Trump lies, but he's also honest about things. There's not an honest bone in your body, honey.
Is just smiling like a fool.
Right. Oops, I did not mean to do that. That's right here. Oh my God. Only on my show would I skip the clip and go to another video of Meghan Markle doing a selfie and not the Jon Stewart audio. I'm sorry. If you want to hear a perfect production, you can go listen to MJ. But right here is Jon Stewart.
I believe he was fully competent to serve.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
I just.
That surprises me, actually.
No.
I mean, we saw him during the debate in June 2024. Oh, yeah, that was going to be our president. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
I do. There's a distinction to be made between...
God, you know her first smell like broccoli.
...between running for president and being president.
What's the distinction?
Well, being a candidate for president of the United States...
She wouldn't know about the difference. Because you're not a president!
States is about being in a marathon at a sprinter's pace, having tomatoes thrown at you every step you take.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's more than a notion.
Get involved in public service, ladies and gentlemen.
And to be the seated president, the sitting president, while doing that, it's a lot.
Oh my God, she's so fake! I kind of wanted her to become president, but her fakeness is just so fake. It's so fake. Do you have an honest bone in your body? I could not believe that Amy Schumer's 44 now. Mm-hmm. And we'll post this picture on ryanhoppyradio.com. R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E-radio.com. She got this naughty look on her face. Sit on my lap. God, Amy Schumer looks good for 44. I first fell in love with Amy Schumer when she went on the Opie and Anthony show in 2012. I had just gotten SiriusXM radio, and she's talking about getting finger banged by a cabbie. And I was like, oh yeah, this woman's hot. And then she kind of got puffy, which that's not something she can control. But then she got kind of annoying, which is something she can control. And then all of a sudden, you never heard from her. But I'm glad she's doing good. I root for Amy Schumer. I like the body work of Amy Schumer. Remember that show that was a double entendre? It's called Inside Amy Schumer. Get it? Like you're inside of her, like sex, and it's also Inside Amy Schumer. Get it? 856-49-HOPPY. Do. All right. Sean Paul lives in Jamaica. And he has some thoughts about donating for the hurricane that happened down there, Mon. I still can't get over it. You know how I begin the show? I'm loading the clip. But you know how I begin the show with those not headline news and that hack Blaze was like, the wind prevented them from hitting their blunts. I'm like, are you that much of an insensitive boomer? You don't realize that people's lives are over? Just like your career! I'm friends with people on the radio and they tell me things about you, bud.
My island, Jamaica, is going through a tough time right now. Hurricane Melissa has caused a lot of damage. People are misplaced.
I dated Melissa once and wasn't great. Now she has a kid!
People are hurt. People are without any help right now. So, I'm asking all of my fans from your heart to give anything you can. No matter how small, it all will go towards helping people.
All right, there you go. 856-49-HOPPY. Rosie O'Donnell's daughter awaits jail time. Cushy life in jail for now. Access to TV, tons of time in the playroom or whatever. Yeah, I love how all of a sudden Rosie's acting like she cares about the kid. We never heard a word from her before. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh yeah, I love my adopted kid. I'm not saying she doesn't love him, but I'm not saying that the kid getting on drugs is because of Rosie, but there's a disconnect there. And all of a sudden Rosie's like, oh yeah, I'm there for you. Woo-hoo. How do you want it, honey? Even addressing the kid publicly is kind of a little too much. Do that privately. Gene Simmons says his fender bender was fake news.
Hey, good to see you, Gene. You're driving again?
What type of accent is this paparazzi right here?
Hey, good to see you, Gene. You're driving again?
He's always wearing those dark shades like a sociopathic loser!
Trying to be incognito.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look like Gene Simmons though, buddy.
Man, God bless you, man. I'm so happy nothing else happened to you. You look like you're...
I better be careful when I'm doing this interview with Gene Simmons. Hopefully ICE doesn't come over.
It's fine.
Yeah?
Media is fake news. You know that.
You crashed into a tree? That's what happened?
It wasn't even a crash. It was a fender bender.
That's a crash, buddy.
Everybody thinks the world ended. There are much more important things than whether I crashed my car.
He's pretty much saying he doesn't matter. You know what I mean? The old Gene Simmons would have been like, oh yeah, I'm going to start selling car insurance for fender benders, not car crashes.
Yeah, man, God bless you, man. Stay safe, okay?
Everything's fine.
All right, there you go. He sounds a little sedated, like a little out of it, man. You know what I mean? It's Gene Simmons, man. There you go. Let me see. Jimmy Kimmel jokes. He roast Trump at Selena Gomez event. He is such a one-trick pony. He has nothing without Trump. Even when Trump wasn't in office for those 4 years. Those quiet, sleepy years with Joe Biden. I would describe those 4 years as like watching Cold Case with your grandparents past 7 p.m. and the sun's still out and your grandparents are falling asleep. That was 2021 through 25 with Biden. And even then, he never made any Biden jokes. It was all Trump jokes because he's a liberal phony. All right, here's Trump. I mean, here's Kimmel.
I feel like I should be dancing with that music, but I won't. Thank you, Selena. That was very...
God, he's a hateable twerp.
Isn't she the best? She really is. Everyone says you are the best, the nicest, the kindest, the most generous, and all of that stuff. And I have to say, I believe it. I want to welcome you all to the third annual Rare Impact Fund benefit. I'm excited to be here. Honestly, after the month I've had, I'm excited to be anywhere.
That wasn't bad. Guess my approval. God, if it was with Sarah Silverman, I'd be down for some POV.
We have a very special event for you tonight, filled with moving stories from amazing organizations that the president wants to defund. The theme this year...
Oh, hilarious. You're at a gala, and you got to make it political, because you have nothing else.
Is a night of radiance and reflection, which is also the name of the place I go to get my spray tans.
God, is he freaking annoying.
I love it. It makes me feel like a human loofah. And as you know, we are celebrating the Rare Impact Fund's fifth anniversary and the progress that this organization is making.
Whatever. I don't care. It's all the pity laughs. He ain't doing his late night show where the audience feels like they have to laugh. The gun supplier from the movie Rust is suing Alec Baldwin and Helena Hudgens' widow. I don't like. You can sue Alec Baldwin all you want. You're a stupid boomer if you're suing the person that died. You're a scumbag! I saw this news here. Now, I don't have YouTube TV anymore. We'll get to YouTube TV later. But YouTube TV, whenever MTV was on, I would put on MTV Classic to listen to those music videos, yo! But I'm telling you, all they freaking did was show that show unknown as ridiculousness. They have, let me look at this one. It was on for like 46 seasons because they did like 3 seasons a year. How many episodes of ridiculousness are 1,000 episodes. And it got canceled by MTV. I've always made the joke, you know, that MTV must just put on ridiculousness and leave the room and be like, all right. See you later. That is all they show. But now knowing that they had 46 seasons, so it's on for 14 years, 14 times 3 is 42, so it's close enough to about 3 a year, maybe another one. But it makes sense that they had so many seasons because I never knew if they were old or new episodes. And Ridiculousness isn't even a bad show for people that don't know. It's like a skater version of, what do you call it? Tosh.0, kind of America's Home Videos, and they have comedians on there. It wasn't bad, but when you show it for 3 days in a row,
okay.
When you show it for 3 days in a row, it gets kind of old. It's not what you want to watch every single time. I want to watch Jersey Shore. I want to watch both of each gender act like skanks when it comes to Jersey Shore. I don't want people thinking I'm just talking about the women when I say skanks. Talking about Jersey Shore, you can show Team Mom, show Farrah Abraham. Oh, sit in my lap. You can show up with Butthead. You can show the short live cartoon they had, Good Times, Good Vibes. I forget what it was called. All right. Charlie Sheen said, I had sex with men, but not like that. So he's just saying he gave him head.
When people say sex with men, you immediately think of like butt sex. I mean, it's hard to be graphic, but that's kind of like where the mind goes, right?
Hell yeah!
It wasn't that. So I don't want to be like, okay, I did this thing, but this that part of it didn't happen. But it didn't.
He's walking it back. You know, he's plowed some guys.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
No, I don't, bud. I don't have butt sex.
That matter.
I did once, but why did it not happen?
But that's the only part of it that I'm like, it wasn't full-fledged, man. It was that like that you'll experiment with in college.
Oh, yeah, I went to a radio trade school, didn't get laid, even though there was a girl that used to get laid all the time with a fat guy, and now she got a morning show in Fargo. What I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is not everybody goes, oh, yeah, I want to have sex with the same gender in college. He's walking it back.
You know, I never went to college, so.
Whatever.
Maybe that explains it.
Yeah, you're kind of stupid. You're funny. You're charming. You're definitely out there, dude. Ariana Grande gets casted on the new season of America Horror Story. I love the first season. Wait, the girl that had to go to ghost, known as Connie Britton, sit on my lap. But after that, I didn't really watch it. I didn't like the Lady Gaga season. Just Dance, gonna be okay. The better song by Lady Gaga was, I want to take a ride on your disco stick. Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. 856-49 Hobby, man. Julia Fox is dressing up as a bloody Jackie Kennedy costume. There's more later. Do I think it's right? No. But we're talking about a woman who had sex with Kanye West. We're not really talking about a high-class woman. Not somebody you want to date. Not somebody you want to take a. Not somebody you want to hang out with. That is a skank. I'm really into bisexual women because both of my exes were bisexual. So whenever I see people talk about Julia Fox being hot, I'm like, I'd do it. I'd close my eyes because I would think the fact that Kanye West has been there. And that's a no good. But besides that, there you go. Gayle King speaks out about leaving CBS Mornings. She says that CBS needs to tell it. She says that CBS needs to tell it to her face. God, I wonder what it's like when her and Oprah probably have sex. I wonder who's the dominant one in that situation. Who takes over? Does all the work?
It's very, very shocking to see those reports yesterday. We're all wondering if you might be going in another direction. Do you have an answer as of yet?
No, all I can say is this.
What?
From what I'm being told, inside this building, take a shot, 524 West 57. All I've been told by everybody in this building is that they want me here.
Until you turn about 75, then they'll be like,
like the job I'm doing. I like the job I'm doing. I'll say this. I like the job and the people that I work with. So I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Sounds like she's a little afraid that something got leaked down. Because boomers have this thing. They don't want to let go of jobs. Oh, they don't. Yeah, I didn't chat Xers. Honestly, I don't really feel like playing this Theo Von audio of him talking about immigration. I don't feel like playing Joe Rogan having Elon Musk saying that everyone stopped being trans when Twitter came out. It's just that I'm divisive. Like, I had a friend, Gavin, who's a cob attender at Southeast Botanicals. He's like, do you know that you sometimes rub people the wrong way? I'm like, really? I had no idea. I thought I was unanimously loved. I'm aware. It's because people don't want to hear the truth. You know this song, Tony Braxton? He wasn't mad enough with that sexy-ass music video. Well, Kayla Nicole dressed up as that for Halloween. And people claim that's her shading Taylor Swift. No. That's just her looking hot. I'm able to admit that she's hot. She's a hot piece of ass. Let's do some NFL news. Thursday night is that crappy game of the Tyler Huntley-led Ravens against the Dolphins. You know the NFL thought that game was going to be bigger. In the beginning of the year, like, oh, I mean, two playoff teams. All right, tomorrow, we got 49ers and Giants, Chargers and Titans, Falcons and Patriots, Vikings and Lions, which will be good. You got Colts and Steelers, Falcons and Patriots. I think I just said Broncos and Texans. Bears and Bengals. I hate how all the games were at 1, because then when you watch Red Zone at 4, it's not as good. And then Monday Night Football was Cardinals and Cowboys. And Sunday Night Football is Seahawks and Commanders. Oh, they're going to be good. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. Travis Hunter of the Jaguars is out for the next 4 weeks. YouTube TV is not going to have college football this weekend. I have this thing where I organize my... Oops, didn't mean to do that. I have this thing where I organize my headlines. I put Megyn Kelly in the NFL. I hate Megyn Kelly. We'll get to that in a sec. 856-49-HOBBY. Oh, and I put offset dissing Stephon Diggs in a new one. Chris Jones danced to Taylor Swift. So there's your NFL news. I thought I had more, but I put the TMZ news in that. I'm trying! I really am. I'm here to entertain you folks. I'm here to make you laugh. Make you cry. Megan had some opinions on Sydney Sweeney. I think Megyn Kelly's probably a little jealous of Sydney Sweeney. Kelly by no means is unattractive. I think she's hot. But she's annoying hot. Like, you know, she would never shut up! How about her?
To Sydney Sweeney, who is all woman. Real woman. Actual woman. And absolutely stunning. So she was on the red carpet. What was she on the red carpet for? I can't remember what she was doing.
There, but
she was on the red carpet last night, and she decided to show off her number one asset, which, contrary to
her babes,
to the American Eagle jeans ad, is not really her jeans.
God, it had a nice tits.
It's her enormous breasts.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what Megyn Kelly's breasts are.
Which are spectacular. No one would take that away from her.
It is.
But controversial opinion, Allie. I object to this. I disapprove.
I object! Because I'm a conservative brat.
Of the dress she wore, because
why?
It's completely see-through.
Okay! If she wants to show off her titties, whatever! Allie, she's not pretty like you. God, you know how freaking Megyn Kelly uses teeth. That's not the way to do it, Megan.
You can see her entire, like, nipples.
Okay, she wants to show off her nipples. She's a Gen Z girl. Man, Megyn Kelly would not vibe with a bisexual girl on St. Pete. Because that's all you see is nipple. You'll be getting a, you know, acai bowl. Or you can be getting a smoothie or going to a kava bar in St. Pete and you'll see some nipple.
She reminded me of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, shut up, you dumb broad. God, you're the worst. Offset is apparently mad. He says, you left... Okay, so Offset is mad that Cardi B is with Stefan and says, you left Michael Jordan for Rodman. I think it would be the other way around, but hey, what do I know? I know a lot. That is a lie. I do a show, not his happy hour. All right, it's time for Hoppy's Hoops. All right, are you guys ready? I was born ready.
Yo, Ryan Hoppy on the mic, breaking down the...
Dizzy is a bitch!
Swipes wild, stories about the queens, dropping knowledge bombs all in on the schemes. Hoppy's Hoops, man, he knows it all.
Whatever.
From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball.
I got it!
MJ to Kobe, legends in the game. Shaq's big presence, true Hall of Fame. Hoppy spills the tea, ain't playing tame. Behind the curtain, nothing left the same. Hoppy's Hoops, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe. Crazy exes,
I know about that.
Scandalous, league full of stories, ain't nothing fabulous.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
When he caught,
Draymond Green saying the real reason Klay Thompson left the Warriors.
Pain, he was there. You know, that last year he was here, it wasn't Klay. Like, he didn't have his same joy.
Whatever.
You know, he didn't have...
Because you're a moron! and you ruin everything around you. Kevin Durant, Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson. Everybody leaves because for some reason you must have like naked pictures of Steve Kerr. They just stick around. You
have everything that made Klay Klay. He didn't have. And so in sitting back and watching your brother struggle like that, and I don't mean play.
I did.
I mean struggle with what he feel about himself, what he feels about the situation. To me, that was hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
And so when he called me and said, right, I'm leaving.
You know what? I don't need to hear from this moron. Because we all know that Klay Thompson's a moron. What do we have right here?
This $200,000 custom Range Rover has gone missing. Who would pay that much to customize an SUV, you ask? None other than this larger-than-life character, Shaquille O'Neal. The vehicle was en route to Louisiana when it was reportedly stolen in transit somewhere near Atlanta. The company that customized the car for Shaq says they're eager to get it to their client ASAP.
That's good.
Me and Shaquille have been working very closely with law enforcement and detectives and helping trying to track down who possibly is behind this entire scheme.
You know they're going to prosecute him to the fullest.
You spend a lot of time working on these cars. You know, it's a brand new vehicle. You know, Shaq's still very excited to get it.
Who would pay that much?
Ah, whatever. Damn. Computer's freaking out a little bit. So am I. LaMelo Ball. Got fined $35K for flipping off a ref. All these guys at the end of their career, if it's LaMelo flipping off a ref, or if it's Anthony Davis swearing, they're going to be like, we lost $500,000 just for being a brat. Oklahoma City Thunder, Nikola Topic has testicular cancer. I've lost two of my uncles and my dad to cancer. So I take that seriously, I swear to God. Let me see here. What do we got right here?
Luka and LeBron tweeted out after Austin Reaves hit the game winner at the buzzer versus...
Yeah, this was a crazy-ass buzzer beater.
Luka tweeting the GOAT emoji and LeBron tweeting a mother effing R, and here's some Lakers post-game locker room scenes after...
So the Timberwolves took the lead with like 10 seconds left, and then Austin Reaves, the white boy, takes the game winner at the buzzer with 1 second left.
This is your game. 5 seconds left. They set the screen, Michael. You didn't want him to do that. Reaves get loose. Runner in the lane. Good! At the buzzer! The Lakers win it!
Oh, yeah, they did. How did they ever?
Victor Wembanyama is one of the few players in the league that isn't scared of getting dunked on and will contest all poster attempts. And he had
yeah, because he's got beady.
Had a great answer in his post-game interview to whether or not he's worried about getting dunked on.
You seem like every time somebody dunks on you or dunks when you're near, it gets hyped. Like so-and-so posters, Victor Wembanyama or whatever. A lot of defenders don't put themselves in that position. It seems like you take more risks or you just kind of... okay with that, and it seemed like the Zion one, the Bam one tonight, you had some pretty good back and forth with them.
Yeah.
What's your mentality on that?
No, getting dunked on is, it's part of the game. It's until it's not the case, I'm gonna keep going. Until I'm getting dunked on more than I block shots, I'm gonna keep going. But
I did.
None of us gonna live through this.
I love that fake laughter. Ha 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 ha! Sounds like Bob and Tom show.
None of us gonna live to this day, so.
I just,
when you get into it with a guy like either Zion or Bam or whoever early in the game, do you feel that kind of back and forth with them throughout the game?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it adds one more challenge to stop your matchup's momentum. You know, it's important to stop the team's momentum, but it's important to stop your matchup's momentum. And that goes, that's on both sides.
Big scream after the game ended. What were you thinking in that moment?
What's for dinner?
I was thinking about the
life flying by.
I mean, no record, you know, the Spurs history.
All right, there you go. Here's Victor Wembanyama. I hear his Bam.
Wemby is taller than you, as you are taller than Davion. Is that sort of mind blowing?
that he's 7'5", that, you know, usually you tend to be the tallest.
Some of these interviewers ask really weird things, and I love seeing the faces of the NBA players like, you're stupid!
Person in a room where you enter.
I'm usually not the tallest person on the court anyway, so it doesn't matter to me.
I am. It's some good journalism. You get to meet a player, and that's what you ask him. I see what this is. All right, I hear on Happy Hour with Aaron. Adam Schefter says, this is the moment. Inside the NBA, fit in at ESPN.
Is that we've this is our second week on ESPN.
Yes.
And we still haven't talked about the Cowboys. Isn't that amazing?
Cowboys. Oh, you know, they have a contractually obligated to talk about the Cowboys every day, even though their defense can't stop a bloody nose.
You know Disney's regretting hiring him.
Stay off my team.
What?
They're off the Cowboys.
How do we get
to the Cowboys? That's my team.
No, you know, that's a – listen. Stop people from scoring.
Stay off my team.
Don't take ain't your best defensive player. They ain't whine about can't stop anybody.
I love Charles Barkley. We need people like Charles Barkley in this role. Here is Kevin Durant going on Bobby Elthoff's podcast. Wonder if they banged each other out after. He gets real about when he was insecure about his looks.
I've been depressed before, like once.
Why?
Just like I was insecure about how I looked. It was crazy.
You got depressed over that?
Yeah.
I feel insecure about how I look every day, so.
You should be insecure about the fact that you ruined your family.
I don't know. It just hit me all at one time.
When was this?
This was like 6 years ago.
You got depressed because of how you looked?
Yeah.
What'd you do to get out of that?
I just snapped.
Bang some out of my mouth.
I don't know, because this is just stupid to even.
Stupid.
Care.
What's wrong with how you look?
Nothing.
I love that. I hate that stupid podcast. And then here's another clip, even though I'm playing it, even though I just said I had it. She is saying, she was trying to buy weed from him in Switzerland.
It's crazy. Like, she was stoned.
Oh, stoned? What?
I was just joking.
God, you know, she gets passed around like a blunt.
You know, I almost DM'd you when we were in Switzerland because I wanted weed. And me and Lexi were like, maybe if we DM him, he'll have some, because we didn't know where else to get it because we were too scared to bring it there.
I thought I did bring it.
No, we were too scared. We threw it away.
Before I got on
in
a flight?
In the airport thing. We hilarious. Threw it away. I was so afraid. We were about to go through and I was like, oh, fuck this. I'm throwing this away. I'm not.
Man. Just like the way you threw away your family for fame.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
This morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Annoying Drug Dealer.
Mr. Annoying Drug Dealer.
Yes, our lives would be perfect if we didn't have to do business with your cereal-eating, pajama-wearing, cartoon-watching butt every payday.
Why don't these guys deliver?
For God's sakes, you're self-employed and work out of your home. Take a bath and wash the dishes once in a while.
Maybe just a drive-through.
No, we don't want to hang out. You haven't formed a complete sentence in over a decade. Just fill your baggie and get back to watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Master Shake is quite an actor.
So go ahead, keep furnishing the fatties, keep stocking the stinkweed, keep cranking out the chronic. But please, under no circumstances, ask us to hang around for a game of Grand Theft Auto and mini pizzas. Because quite frankly, you scare us.
Mr. Annoying Drug Dealer!
Oh yeah! You know how Mason Dixon had the Friday, Friday chant? And Mike Kelton makes fun of it because he's a douche? Well, I have the Every Day My Weekend!
Every day my weekend! I'm
drop. Leave your leap.
Okay.
Nigga, I'm just light skinned. I ain't Puerto Rican.
No.
Michael Jackson, PC. My ice look like it's grease.
Yeah.
Put it, I'm amazing. Come my whip, Caucasian. Bitch, I'm the bomb, so they think that I'm Arabian.
Yeah, I'm talking like the Taliban. Tools from Afghanistan.
My car sits so high. Don't stop, no, bitch, I land. And all this ain't juice, man. But I'm on that juice, man. Give me five bottles of that goose, I get a loose, man.
For real, baby, you playing. Do that on the handstand.
I do this shit every day. Ballin's in my plan.
Yeah, ballin', that's my 9 to 5.
Me and Sprint, it's you alive. You don't want this kind of beat. You will get Kentucky now. I'm Hearses to be verses, nigga. You just sweet like Hershey's. Moving in between your girl thighs. Be surprised.
Hey. Every day my weekend.
Thursday we get pure bottle, popping like a motherfucker. Friday we get figure eight, you know I fuck with Bush. Overdosing on the strong, rolling quarters of the Kush. Club Miami Saturday, girls the baddest in my book. I just roll right on in while you lame niggas look. Hey, even on a Sunday, I don't take a day. Y'all with Club Atlanta Station in my nigga Q aiming low. Chicken see the insides, first they take they shirt off. Second when they hear our songs, then they take they skirts off. Third, she gon' serve us, mouth stick her tongue out. 4 hours later, fucked us all, I was like, wow. Y'all got milk money, bitch, nigga, I'm a cash cow. Every day my weekend, living life on a fast route.
Every day my weekend,
I'm
fine, man, I bought, and I bought it. Every day my weekend, we gon' buy.
Let's go! This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Bula. And that is in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hosner I send you, I'll hook you up. And if you want to meet me, I usually hang out there. This is being brought to you by Daisy Beezy Honey. DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the rapper. A honey sticker, a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North in Edmonton, St. Petersburg. Women self-defense classes, kid classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, I eat mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. All right, we're going to come back in half an hour and keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Oh, yeah! Episode 27 of the Hammer and Hank Show can be found by searching H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N Hank Show on Spotify or on this podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Happy Hour.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Doors closing.
Are tuned in too.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
This is the theme to Hoppy Hour, the theme to Hoppy Hour, oh wow. With Ryan Hopp bring in the power.
Let's Hoppy, get her on.
Dance right now. Pop, pop, shoo, wop in the tower. Silly jokes, the last will shower. Water. Ryan's here with all the chatter. Tune in, folks, it really matters. Hoppy Hour is the thing with Ryan Hopp. We all
Hoppy,
sing. Grab your friends and let's all swing. It's the theme of what a zing. Scooby-Doo and wacky tunes. Ryan's laughter fills the rooms. Crazy fun and all the loons. Hop Sour brings the booms. Catch the wave and ride the fun. With Hoppy Hour, we're never done. Ryan Hopp, number one. Come and join us, everyone. Hoppy Hour is the thing with Ryan Hopp.
Hoppy, get her in.
Grab your friend.
Woo-hoo!
Let's all swing.
It's 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Whatever. Continuing with Hoppy's hoops, I had to go to the bathroom. I drink some coffee. John Sally sticks up for Chauncey Billups and says that Chauncey Billups was 100% framed.
Chauncey Billups, also a fellow Piston. What do you make of the whole situation?
I don't believe any of it.
Of course not, because you were probably in on it. Or, as they say, you're protecting your own. Of course he did it. The FBI ain't just going towards the NBA for nothing.
The one thing I I talked to Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, Gilbert's another scumbag. Okay? You're really talking to reputable people.
The fact that somebody had the nerve to throw his name in it, that I would be pissed off too.
Yeah, because he's a scumbag. He told his friends he lies to his wife 10 times a day. He probably lied to you, dummy.
What I said to Gilbert
what?
Was, isn't it amazing they showed three guys we've heard of out of 30?
Yeah, that's how the media works. We don't know who John Smith is, whatever the names are. Poor John Smith getting thrown under a bus. But they did it, dude. And you just are defending your own. Because you're a scumbag!
Show the guys, show the 13 from the mob.
Yeah, it's not as interesting, though, Bunny Miller.
I thought the Bonanno family and the Gambinos were. Are they active?
If you're going to show. Those three guys.
It is.
Because they're professional athletes.
Right, household names.
If you're going to use that as the case,
whatever.
Show the mobsters.
Yeah, they put these like they seem like fake.
I don't want to listen to this. Why do the interviewers of the Pavarazzi always kiss those freaking asses? Do you ever get tired? Does your lips ever get tired of kissing all the ass you do when you're doing your job? Let's see what we got here. I am sick and tired. I will say it wrong. Daylight savings time. I know it's saving, but I love saying it wrong. It is absolutely stupid. The farmers want us to get rid of it. Oh, for the farmers. You don't think in 2025, going on 2026, we're almost to 2030, that there's not another solution? It messes up everything else. And it's selfish. And I love how the politicians will do the most divisive things ever. But Trump was like, oh yeah, this is too divisive. This is where you stop? Ridiculous.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It's the great debate that comes around like clockwork.
I despise daylight saving time ending.
It's just so sad because you'll be watching the NFL on Sunday and then it's dark out.
Love a good fall reset.
For decades.
Of course you do, honey.
It's twice a year. The vast majority of Americans have switched their clocks.
Yeah, why doesn't Arizona have to do it?
An hour forward in the spring and an hour back every fall.
How am I supposed to go on my nice little walk by the water after work when it's pitch black outside?
That is the weird thing, too. If you're working a 9-to-5 and you like live in the Midwest where it sets at 4:45, you literally could be going into work when it's dark and then leaving work when it's dark.
The intended goal, to best utilize available daylight. But studies suggest the biannual back and forth can actually negatively impact productivity.
You didn't need research to know that.
Safety and even your health. New evidence from Stanford Medicine finds if we locked the clock, there would be a decrease in the prevalence of both obesity and stroke, though by less than 1%.
Hey, why help out human beings?
The risk to any individual is really quite small. It's when 350 million people do it all in the same day that you can kind of see this increased risk for car accidents.
It's just weird because, like, you'll be, like, going somewhere at, like, 3:45 and it just feels later. You know what I mean? I don't like that feeling. It's just, it's always NFL Sunday because I'm an NFL fan, if you don't know. I'm not like a diehard, but I love NFL. And like, you'll be like watching the game and it's like setting.
And heart attacks.
The issue returned to the Senate floor this week.
What did they say?
An attempt to advance the President Trump-backed Sunshine Protection Act, which proposes to do away with the time shifts. But the bill stalled, with Senator Tom Cotton pointing out Congress has done it before and quickly returned to the twice-a-year tradition.
Scumbag! I love how politicians will literally mess everything up, but this is the one thing they won't touch, you mutants!
Because of early morning car crashes involving kids.
Oh, well, then learn how to drive. Do you hear me crumpling up this paper in disapproval?
Permanent daylight savings time would push winter sunrises to an absurdly late hour.
You know, while he has his cell phone in his pocket, this guy is getting Grindr updates.
Depriving Americans of morning sunshine that's essential for our safety and well-being.
Shut your ass. Since when do politicians care about our safety? If you cared about our safety, the government wouldn't be shut down.
Debate isn't just to stop the clock, but also over which time policy should be permanent. In a Gallup poll this year, 19% of Americans say they like the status quo. 24% say they prefer to have daylight saving time the whole year.
I would prefer to just not have politicians, because they are screwing us over. And they're all sociopathic losers.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Justin Bieber breaking down the tense times his wife Haley gave birth to their son Jack.
I feel like Justin's whole existence is pretty tense.
Biebs detailed all this in a Twitch stream October 28th, admitting he butted heads with the doula during their little one's delivery in August 2024. He defended his emotional state at the time by saying, "There are times when I need to console Haley."
I am sure you're so good at consoling the side chick.
And I felt like she was pushing me to the side.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to be around you, because she used you to get famous. She would have just been another nipple baby.
Meanwhile, Haley's in labor, but took a moment to address the awkward atmosphere. Justin saying Haley told him, "You need to apologize to the doula."
Whatever. I don't even know what a doula is. I had to Google it. Oh my God, what's going on with these dummies?
I don't think we did. I think it was fake.
Oh my God. I think walking on the moon was fake because my whole personality and my whole body and my whole existence is fake. So I think everything's fake because I'm a dummy and I want to be a liar. That's God, that's good at getting guys off.
Kim Kardashian is giving a very controversial hot take. The 45-year-old reality star revealed on the October 30th episode of The Kardashians that she thinks the 1969 Apollo 11 didn't happen. She revealed her opinion while trying to convince her All-Sphere co-star Sarah Paulson.
You know, Sarah's like, "God, Kim, you're just so stupid."
I'm sending you, like, so far, a million interviews with both Buzz Aldrin and the other one.
Do it.
You don't even know the guy, because you're stupid!
And this girl says, "What was the scariest moment?" And he goes, "There was no scary moment, because..."
What if he was just brave? You dumb broad.
It didn't happen. It could have been scary, but it wasn't, because it didn't happen.
Kim...
Do you ever feel stupider for listening to these morons?
...then tried to establish her case further by alleging that some of the astronauts are starting to flub their recollection of the events as they get...
Yeah, because they're 90 years old!
...and older.
So he's gotten old, and now he, like, slurs on his thing. Yeah.
Dude. I'm embarrassed for Kim. She's just a washed-up hag. She looks like she's 25, but think about it. She is 45. She's like Golden Girls age. She's past her prime!
Yeah. So I think it didn't happen.
I'm going to go on a massive deep dive is what's going to happen.
All right. You do your own boom. God. The Kardashians represent the movie Idiocracy.
Is there a price point that would get you back in the octagon?
I mean, I have
it. You know what
else?
Is
there a price point that would get you back in the octagon?
I actually don't want to. I have everything. You know what? I was going to do a rant about it. You know what? Not today! Because the clip wouldn't even pause. I was going to do a rant about how much I despise Bert Kreischer, but honestly, that'll make me come off, not jealous. But people don't want to hear the truth. He interviewed Ronda Rousey, and they threw some shot to Joe Rogan. And I just want you to know, like, people are going to go, "Oh, it's because they don't hang out with Kalt anymore. So Bert Kreischer's the best," and you wouldn't know. I spent a week with those mutants on a cruise. They're so freaking fake. And they love their wives. They never talk to any other woman. There's a mirror in here. And I just looked at myself in the mirror while I was doing that theatrical voice. And it's kind of weird. I look like a psychopath. Finally. I loved YouTube TV when it first came out. Paying $58 for it. I'm good. Then it went up to $95 when I can just be a pirate. And now they're having a beef with Disney.
Whoa!
Hot Topic!
This morning, YouTube TV viewers can't see ABC, ESPN, and the full portfolio of Disney networks.
Oh, that's good. Greedy companies screwing us. I don't know what is more of a greedy business. Streaming services or the airlines?
The agreement between our parent company, Disney, and Google's YouTube TV expired at midnight Eastern time.
What?
So from tomorrow's College Game Day, where ABC is the most watched network in college football, up 23% compared to last...
Yeah, they better lower the prices. Better not be $95 to not get anything.
Last year... to Monday Night Football, where the Cowboys will face off with the Cardinals.
And it's because Disney has their package, oh yeah, where you can get like ESPN Plus or whatever, which I have. $30 a month to get Hulu, ESPN, and Disney. And the good part, I know you're not supposed to give money to Disney, but I'm not spending $95 to watch 7 hours of football a week. A no thank you!
To Dancing with the Stars, which had its biggest premiere in 5 years and has seen viewership skyrocket for 5 weeks.
What do you want from me?
Your local news, GMA, and World News Tonight, it's all gone dark along with ESPN and the Disney networks. A Disney spokesperson saying in a statement,
"We are a cult."
Unfortunately, Google's YouTube TV has chosen to deny their subscribers the content they value most.
This is what I hate, that you have, because like YouTube TV lost Univision, and they're like, oh, it's because of Univision. And then Univision's like, it's because of YouTube TV. And then Disney's like, it's because of YouTube TV. And then YouTube TV's like, it's because of Disney. You're all a bunch of greedy bastards.
By refusing to pay fair rates for our channels, including ESPN and ABC.
Fair rates? You guys keep raising the prices at Hulu. If there was somebody that didn't know about fair prices, it would be Disney! You ever been to your dumb theme park, you morons?
Without a new agreement in place, their subscribers will not have access to our programming, which includes the best lineup in live sports, anchored by the NFL, NBA, and college football.
What?
With 13 of the top 25 college teams playing this weekend. With a $3 trillion market cap, Google is using its market dominance to eliminate competition and undercut the industry standard terms we've successfully negotiated with every other distributor.
You know what this means? They keep making the money, and the hardworking average Joe that works 9 to 5 that just wants to watch TV gets screwed. It's time to pirate!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Spinning in circles and wondering where did the love go?
Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, clocks a joke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom through streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing high.
copy like fingers without rings. Eat a check to FM, shout outs hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fade and like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Happy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speakers silent vibe of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Happy jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
He probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.